Disc 2.
How fit the men of EZ were was demonstrated at McCall when the Department of the Army had Strayer's 2nd Battalion, already famous for the march to Atlanta, take a standard physical fitness test. The battalion scored 97%. As this was the highest score ever recorded for a battalion in the Army, a Colonel Jablonski from Washington thought Strayer had rigged the score. Winters recalled, "They had us run it a second time, officers, men, service personnel, cooks, everybody, and we scored 98%. Promotions were coming EZ's way. All three staff sergeants, James Deal, Salty Harris, and Mike Ranney, were original members of the company who had started out as privates. So too with the sergeants, Leo Boyle, Bill Guarnieri, Carwood Lipton, John Martin, Elmer Murray, Bob Rader, Bob Smith, Buck Taylor, and Murray Roberts. Carson made corporal. Lieutenant Matheson moved up to regimental staff, while Lieutenants Nixon, Hester, and George Lavinson moved on to the battalion staff. Through to the end of the war, every vacancy on the 2nd Battalion staff was filled with an officer from EZ. Companies D, F, and HQ did not send a single officer up to battalion. Winters commented, "This is why communications between battalion, regimental HQ, and Company E were always excellent. It is also why Company E always seemed to be called upon for key assignments." In early May, Winters' 1st Platoon got a new 2nd Lieutenant, Harry Welsh. He was a reluctant officer. In April 1942, he had volunteered for the paratroopers and been assigned to the 504th PIR of the 82nd Airborne. After jump school, he made sergeant 3 times. He kept getting busted back to private for fighting. But he was a tough little Irishman with obvious leadership potential. His company commander noticed and recommended Welsh for OCS. Welsh was assigned to EZ Company, 2nd Battalion, 506th PIR. He had wanted to return to the 504th, but Army doctrine was to send OCS graduates to new units because it feared that if they went back to their old outfit, they would be too familiar with their enlisted friends. Sobel put Welsh in Winter's platoon. They immediately became the closest of friends. The relationship was based on mutual respect, brought about by an identical view of leadership. "Officers go first," as Welsh put it.